This is Lee David, the 2014 World Series of Poker. I'm here with the Party Poker Pro, Jamie Kerstetter. Jamie, you started like a little bit of a house on fire. Tell us a little about your beginning of the WSOP to start off with.
I started out 3-for-3, which is like anybody's dream, especially since last year I think I was like 0-for-12, wandering around, looking really hopeless. I made a good run in the first 1K and cashed for like 10K, so I free-rolled like the first half of my summer, which is really cool. Then last week I bubbled too.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a letdown, but I still have that like not being over whatever glow about me.
But you're feeling good, right? You're playing well?
Yeah, I'm feeling like I'm playing well. Definitely in my comfort zone in these tournaments. A lot of amateurs, not that many pros, and I mean, besides starting out short in chips in all these tournaments, the structure really gets great at the end when you have hour-long levels and people are sitting like, you know, average will be 30 or 40 bigs. It's nice.
I noticed that you you sell pieces of your action. Mm-hmm. Is that something you've always done or just for the series? Tell us a little bit about that.
Something I do for big buy-ins because I would need to have a bankroll of like $1 million pretty much to be able to afford to put myself in like 31Ks and 1500s. If it were just one tournament, I could really just play it on my own, but the variance kills you over time if you don't sell pieces. A lot of people go broke taking shots.
And the whole process of getting the money, getting it, does that get you down, or are you quite lucky or fortunate in that respect?
I feel very lucky. I have friends who remind me that it's really nice to be able to sell your action at the drop of a hat. Like, I'm like, I want to play 3K tomorrow, and I could sell it on Twitter and Facebook, and I have enough people who believe in me who will take pieces. I feel the hassle of running around collecting and then running around paying out is well worth it to be able to play the events I want to play.
Okay. We got like 7,368 runners or something in this monster stack. What are the general public trying to tell the World Series of Poker?
That they want good structures, they want to have a little more play for how much money they're paying. And I think that it's fair. There's, you know, everyone loves the turbo also, so I feel like for every turbo they offer, they should offer a tournament like this. It'll even out over time. It's not like they're not collecting enough rake anyway.
Yeah.
And I just think it's fair for players to once in a while offer a tournament that gives them a little extra value.
And you've got the, you're going to be representing Party Poker at the ARIA soon. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
That tournament's going to be awesome. I'm really excited for it because it gives people who maybe are trying to satellite into the 10K and like didn't end up making it, gives them a chance to win just like 200K in a tournament. And the ARIA is one of the best rooms I've ever played in. The food is awesome. The hotel is awesome. Mm. So I was really happy that Party partnered with ARIA as opposed to some of the other casinos.
What's the rules in that one? There's like 4 or 5 day ones, right?
Yeah, and there's also an interesting one at the end. It's like a last minute trying to make day two one. Where the last flight is turbo. And so they'll end at the same level that the other flights did, but you get a shot to like last minute get it in a few hours. So yeah, there's going to be 5 starting days trying to get to day two. And then day two should just be a really long day that ends in somebody winning. It's nice.
And last time I spoke to you, you were... if in an hour in about maybe doing a half marathon while he's out there.
Oh god, I hurt myself. This was the worst. So I did actually, like, I trained for I think about 2 months, got myself up to running about 6 or 7 miles at a time, which is fine. I would have, I mean, 13 would still hurt. The Wednesday before we play a soccer game, within 2 minutes I strained my quad and we only had 1 sub, so I played the whole time anyway. I get home and I cannot walk on it.
Right.
So like iced for a couple days. I'm back at it though. I'm running like 5 days a week, but I missed that one. And a couple of my friends said that, you know, it's probably lucky I did. It was 7 a.m. but it was still like 90 degrees.
So you're not out there getting fit like you used to.
No.
What about the World Cup? I mean, it clashes with the World Series of Poker. Is that a bit of a bummer for you? How's that?
I think it's really cool though. Like, it clashes, but also it's nice to see a lot of Euros because they actually care. Mm-hmm. Like everyone's really amped up and like talking about it a lot, and like I could find endless people to watch games if I want. Like, I think that's cool because when we're just in the U.S. and it's not like, I don't know, like we just don't care enough. Like,
yeah, I said she didn't take it. Yeah. You were asking me the scores. Like, haven't you got screens in your room? You could, like, pick up the golf on.
Yeah, you know? Everyone. Yeah, like it's cool to see it on the big like projectors here to see people actually care about it. And the fact that the U.S. is doing surprisingly well, like shockingly well for how hard their group was. I feel like more Americans are going to be into it. As soon as we're good at something, we start to care.
Well, I have an American wife, so because England is so bad, I'm now an American fan.
I like how you just jump ship.
Jamie, thanks for talking to us, and I wish you all the best for the rest of the series.
Thanks for having me.